Peg Ebbles and Alan Holman. And it's also, his birthday is not until, what is it? Oh, the 12th. It's also when he got married. So it's the same day, so he would not forget.
66 years.
How many?
66.
Only 66 years. Unbelievable. So let's just sing together. Bob, play this birthday song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear friends. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Bob. Praise band, come on up and sing. Lead us in worship.
All right, let's stand in worship this morning.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter,
like to let you know that Melissa's parents are here with us today. You don't have to stand. Just want you to know that it's just great to have you here. Kim is her name because it rhymes with Tim. Scott is the dad. And that's all the further I'm going to go. But her sister is here because I get you confused with Hannah Jo. Sarah. Is this Joanne? Oh, Johanna. Okay, I had it backwards. Nice to have you here. And I didn't know you were going to be here. But thanks for keeping a secret, Melissa. Yeah. Glad to see everyone here as well. And I know some of you have other family that are here with you today as well. And that's always fun to see, too. Thank you for those of you that are on Zoom. We're glad that you are watching whenever you watch this. This is Sunday morning here in Milford, Iowa, but you can watch it anytime, either this morning or later on in the week, however that goes. Just want to share a few announcements with you this morning, and that is to let you know that Tuesday, the prayer partners, and anyone can be a prayer partner. If you want to pray, come to the church library. It's as soon as you get into the door, the south door, you take a right. It's the first door. It's easy to get in and get out. And it's not a place to be afraid of to come, but just come and pray with what's on the list that they pray when they do come. And I appreciate that very, very much. Oftentimes I hear people saying, like, you're prayed for, Pastor. And I go, like, thank you. It's just nice to know you're being prayed for, and I didn't know it. So we appreciate your prayers. Also on Tuesday from 1 to 4 o'clock, right, Avis? 1 to 4, just want to make sure. Painting class here at the fireside room, which is rather than taking a right to go to the prayer meeting, you could go take a left, first left, and you'll be in the fireside room, and it'd be watercolor. She teaches watercoloring. And if you don't have a painting, you know, paint set or anything like that, don't worry about it. She will have everything you need. Do they have to buy it if they use it? Okay. Just checking. I'm glad she's here so she can answer these questions because people ask me questions afterwards. I go like, I don't know. But if you got questions, see Avis. Avis, just raise up your hand. That's better than standing, isn't it? I think so. So talk to Avis or ask someone, who is this Avis? Point her out to me and you got a question for it, that'd be wonderful. But she does a great job, and looking forward to that on Tuesday from 1 to 4 o'clock. Nothing on Wednesday, but on Thursday there's a couple of things. Lunch with the Bunch is at noon to 1. If you want to bring a lunch, you can. It's just open to anybody that wants to come for a Bible study. We're doing the book of Proverbs, looking at wisdom and understanding and those types of things and discernment, those kinds of things. And that's a lot of things are said about that in the book of Proverbs, written by, most of the book is written by Solomon, the son of King David, and Bathsheba, I think. I think that would be his mom. Not real sure about that. I'll check that out. But two things, that's Lunch with the Bunch from noon to 1 o'clock. That's open to anyone. And then at 6:30, those of you that are reading through the Bible, you can come together and kind of discuss what you've read this past week or what's coming up. And that is also in the fireside room, I believe, isn't it? Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting, and it's just be prepared to visit with someone that probably cannot say much back to you, and just be calm, because he knows that he can't speak as good as he'd like either, but he loves to see people. He loves company. So if you want to see him, see him before the 19th? The 18th? Okay, yeah. All right, thanks. Thanks, Nancy, because it also reminds me that many of you don't know this, but we got the best ladies out there talking to elderly people, like in nursing homes or independent living places. You know, Nancy and Linda do a lot of that, and I think Bobby Berry does too. So I just want to say thank you on behalf of the congregation and myself. Just thank you for what you do behind the scenes that you do all the time. You've done this for years. And so thank you so much for what you do. Really appreciate that. Other prayer requests are with Kevin. That would be Bonnie Belkin's son here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Pre-praying for him. And there's just other things in your bulletin. Just want you to know that Grief Share is coming on the 2nd, it's the 8th of July when we'll start Grief Share. And that's going to be led by Richard Mitzke and Suzanne Kern. And they figured out which one it's going to be. You're not usually there together. But they'll figure that out, and they do a great job. And I did get a call this past week from a Julie Rizzo. Now, I don't know if Julie's here or not. Are you here, Julie? She's not here. She moved back from Texas back up to Spencer. Her parents attended First Lutheran. So that goes back many years. And so she was just wanting to come and make her home back here in this church. So I just was thinking if she was here, I'd have her introduce her to you. So I introduced her to you, and she's not here. So you don't know what she looks like. So if you see somebody you don't know in the future, you go, I bet your name is Julie. And they'll look at you and they'll go like, who? Uh-uh. But anyway, that's one way to find a friend and make a friend as well. If your name's not Julie, well then, okay, well, who are you? And I'll introduce yourself. You can read the rest of what's in the bulletin here, and let's just have a word of prayer together as well before we move on to the call to worship this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everyone that has come here this morning and those that are watching by Zoom. We thank you, Lord, because you are worthy. As the first song that, you know, shout to the Lord was just an amazing song to begin our service with here today. Reminds us so much of what is coming in the message as well, with the words that we find in that song that many here have no idea what I'm talking about right now, but will. And so we thank you for meeting us here this morning. You know, we come, Lord, hopefully it's not out of habit. Hopefully it's not because, well, it's Sunday and this is what goes on here in Milford, Iowa, or any other state. But we come because we need to hear from you, Lord. That's why we're here. We know that only you can forgive us of our sins. We know it's only you that can put our name in the Lamb's Book of Life the moment we believe, and we can't believe without your help, as we'll find out later in the message today as well, because of this day, which is Pentecost Sunday, the day in which the Holy Spirit came and did some amazing things for those who gathered together in Jerusalem, where Jesus said, wait. Wait until the Comforter comes, the Counselor. And so, Lord, we're grateful that the Counselor is here today as well, and the Comforter. All that we need, you are here. And may this be important for us as we are in this place, knowing that we have you to go to and you to talk to. And you know every thought, you know what's in every heart. You don't make it difficult. You already know a lot of things that we ourselves express to you. So thank you for your omnipresence. You're present everywhere at the same time. And so thank you for our praise team and for all that takes place here today. We ask your blessing and that you would touch those, Lord, like we think of Jim Craninger. We think also, Lord, of Kevin Belkin. And there are many others. There's things, Lord, that will probably happen this coming week that we have no idea what they are. But nothing takes you by surprise, even though it takes us by surprise. But we lean on you because we need you, and you're always there for us, no matter when we are in the thick or the thin of life. And so thank you for this morning, which you're giving to us. In your name we pray. Amen. The call to worship comes from Psalm 143. Just some selected verses that comes from that psalm. It says, O Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy in your faithfulness and righteousness. Come to my relief. How many here need some kind of relief? Raise your hand today, you know. Don't know what that is, but the psalmist is saying, come to the Lord. I meditate on all your works. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. Show me the way I should go, for you lift up my soul. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. O Lord, preserve my life in your righteousness. Bring me out of trouble, for I am your servant. Praise band, sing Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy rib inside which door be of sin.
You can be, no, you still got to stay here, don't you? All right, one more. After we do this, we're going to do something a little different here with responsive reading. This side of the church is going to be the left side, because you are. You face that way, left side. So you are the right side. So I'll start you out. And of course, at the very end, we all do it together when we get there. So let's start out. Left side over here. Those who let go of self and hold on to Jesus Christ are forgiven. Do you believe? Oh, hold it. I forgot those guys out there in the fellowship hall. You guys just listen. Oh, do whatever you want. Okay, right side. We do with all our hearts. And yours is forgiven. If God no longer accuses us, we will stop accusing ourselves. We will celebrate his love and sing his praises. Amen.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. Oh,
can be seated, right? Thank you very much. While they are being seated, well, they don't have to be seated because I'm going to ask you to stand, please, as we hear where the message comes from here today from the book of Acts, New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then Acts. You're looking through your Bible, but then some of you have these high-tech phones nowadays, you can just push a button and you're there. Going to read from Acts chapter 2, verses 14 through 21. Remember, today is what Sunday? All right, very important. Keep that in mind. It's Pentecost Sunday. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. Joel is a minor prophet in the Old Testament. He spoke this probably in the 1825 BC. That goes a long time back from here. Joel says this, it's a quote. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that things that were said so long ago, may they be important for us still today. May we just put to rest whatever happened in the past and look forward to what you have for us now, this day and in the days to come. Peter, expresses this in what he says to those in Jerusalem on this day of what is happening. It is something very strange. It is just amazing. It is something that people can't understand. They're bewildered. What's going on here? But it's true what's taking place, and what happens has never been done ever again from this day forward of when Peter speaks. So Lord, we can't keep you in a box. You work outside of our own minds and our own hearts in ways that astound us. So help us not to keep you in a box in our lives. Use your words today to set us free, that we know that we're forgiven through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I hope that as you looked at what the title of the sermon is today, you'll be reminded of what Dan Winkiewicz said a few weeks ago. You know, he came, the title of his sermon was what? Very good. See, you remember it. So I had a different title this week, but then I changed it to this one, which was 50. Pentecost takes place 50 days after the resurrection. And remember last week, I believe it was Jesus told his disciples, his followers, the saying, wait. Didn't say how long they had to wait, but they had to wait 10 days after they were with Jesus for 40 days. And as when Jesus ascended into heaven on the 40th day, and they were left kind of in Jerusalem wondering, like, he said, wait, and we're supposed to wait for what he was talking about. Did you listen to what he was saying that night or that time? I should have, if I knew we had to wait, I would listen better at that time. It's kind of the way some of you were in school, remember? In English class, if you'd listened to the teacher, you'd know more today than just going like, I'll never use this the rest of my life. You find out you do. So 50, penti in Pentecost is Latin for 50. Penti. I don't know what cost means, but penti means 50. 50 days after the resurrection, Pentecost comes. It is a very, very important day for Christianity. Do you know why? If you don't, that's why you're here. Explain a little bit. I'm just going to probably just scratch the surface. But Pentecost plays a huge, huge thing in the lives of believers in Jesus Christ. If you don't remember anything, this is what Pentecost is. It's the day in which the Holy Spirit came and indwelt every believer from that time on to today. And anyone who comes to believe in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord, today and the days ahead, the moment they believe and trust in Him by faith, the Holy Spirit comes into them and has revealed to them that he or she needs to believe and have faith in what God is doing for them, has done for them, and will do for them today and in the future, even in the past, going way back to what Jesus did on the cross for you and for me. Would you have forgiveness of sins today if Jesus didn't die on the cross? There wouldn't be. You would still have to be bringing a sacrifice to church. Imagine what that would sound like. Who's going to, who brought that goat? We heard him. Who brought that sheep? Meh. Who got that lamb? You know, and you got birds and you got sounds that are coming, and it'd have to be a personal sacrifice for your sins today. But we don't have to do that because Jesus paid the price once and for all as our sacrifice. So first of all, before I get going here, I just want to say, you remember the number 41. Remember what that meant? His message was on the number 40, but at the very end he said 41. The 40s were all kind of bad things or difficult times in people's lives that happened for either 40 days, We had the flooding of the earth, where it rained for Noah and his family in the ark with all the animals for 40 days and 40 nights, in wiping out all the people on the earth, except for Noah's and his family. You've got the people of Israel who wandered in the wilderness for how long? 40 years. The temptation of Jesus in the desert. He was out there and he fasted and did not eat or drink anything for how many days? 40 days, 40 nights. Jesus was sentenced to 40 lashes by Pilate. He turned him over to be punished. But the Romans said, well, we'll minus one off the 40 and give him 39. But his sentence was for 40 lashes. And of course, everybody knew the Romans, because they were so merciful, they took one off and he only had 39. The Lent, we had Lent together. How long is Lent before Easter? It's 40 days. And then after the resurrection, we know that Jesus showed himself not only to his disciples, some of them were there together, some were not there, but he did show up when they were all there, like especially like Thomas. But he was with a lot of other people, and he was seen by a lot of other different people for 40 days, and the 40th day is when he ascended. So that brings us to 50. Pentecost. And I want you to think of this. Do you celebrate a 50th wedding anniversary? Yeah. Doesn't happen to everybody. But it's a big deal, isn't it, when it happens? Because they call it what kind of an anniversary? The golden anniversary. You can't get any better than that. Well, maybe now today they might call it, it's platinum. Because they're all white topped. Because you look at their wedding picture when they got married, they had a different hair color then than what they do now. They're platinum now. We have what is called a $50 bill. Who's got a $50 bill here today? Jeff, you got one? Okay, I thought you'd bring one, but you should have said I put it in the offering. Okay, it's there. I'm sorry. But we have a $50 bill. We have a 50-cent piece that has got... Whose picture is on the 50-cent piece, if you ever had one? Kennedy would be probably the familiar one. Eisenhower? Who said Eisenhower? He was on the dollar. I think. Or show me one, I'll say I was wrong. But it's really Kennedy, a 50-cent piece, if you've ever seen one of those. How about, do you ever see a sale, an advertisement of a sale, 50% off? Or it could be a closing out of a business. 50% off, what do they want you to do by advertising 50% off? Stop by and see what they got. Get some more stuff that you really don't need. No? 50 cents. So Pentecost, penti means 50. 50 days after the resurrection, we have Pentecost, the time in which the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, was poured on all people at that time. And it happened in a way that got everybody's attention. There were a bunch of believers from all over the known world at that time gathered in Jerusalem, and they heard a sound of wind in the place where they were at, and they go like, what in the world is that? They said, oh, it was just the air conditioning kicking in. No, they didn't have air conditioning at that time. It was just the sound of a crazy wind that they heard. And then they also saw something. What did they see? Tongues of fire that were kind of floating around and coming on top of people. And then there was one other thing that happened. What was that? From all these people from different countries and different places, they all spoke different languages. And you had some that were from Galilee who started speaking from someone from another part of the country, and they could be understood. And this is going on where you got people on the outside looking in who were saying, like, they're drunk. These people are crazy. And it's Peter, for the first time, who stands up, and he says something worthwhile listening to. And he explains to them. We have it in our scripture. He addresses the crowd and he says, fellow Jews. So he's talking to fellow Jews who know all about or should know a lot about the God of the Bible that we know. Even though they just know the Old Testament. Well, it's fine if they know just the Old Testament. We have the New Testament that really reveals a whole lot more what the Old Testament says. But the two books, they mesh. They come together. It's a one book thing. Genesis to Revelation. I don't understand all of it, but it's a unique book. It's the only book in the whole world that is forbidden in some countries. You know that? There's some countries you will go to jail if they find you bringing in a Bible. Or if you're bringing in a bunch of Bibles, you'll be a spy. You'll be going to jail. Or you may be even executed for because of a Bible. Still goes on today in our world. The Holy Spirit on this day does something amazing. Where once upon a time God's word was as dry as dust, now it has meaning. It means something. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. He will reveal to you what God's word is saying. If you don't understand God's word, what do you think is going on? If you don't understand his word, then you don't know him. You don't have the Holy Spirit. You are toast. Without the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit comes and indwells all the believers. And remember, when we say the Apostles' Creed, which we will probably later on today, you see here. There it is. The last article says what? I believe in the Holy Spirit. And it goes on and on from there. But it's saying, I believe in the Holy Spirit. So you got the Father, you got the Son, you got the Holy Spirit. It's one God, three persons. We call it the triune God, but it's one God. So if you pray to one, you're still praying to the rest of them. It's like, don't get hung up. I go like, well, I pray to Jesus a lot, but I don't ever really say Father God. Or I never include the Holy Spirit in my prayer. Don't worry about it. They're all one. They all know. They work together. We have God the Father we find in the Old Testament. We find the Son in the New Testament. And then we find the Holy Spirit that kind of says, okay, he's going to take whatever has been revealed to us in the past, the Father and the Son, and it is through the Holy Spirit where we will then testify to the world, who God is and what God has done for us. And if we didn't have the Holy Spirit, guess what? We would have no power to live as a Christian. End of message. No, it's not really. I'm just saying it's really the end. Holy Spirit. We'll get into more of that next Sunday because you know what next Sunday is on the church calendar? It's called, what's it called? Yeah, the Holy Trinity. Wait till next Sunday. I'm still working on that one. But we're going to be looking at the Athanasian Creed. Have you ever heard of that? The Athanasian Creed. There's three creeds. What Lutherans, from Martin Luther, he said this in the Small Catechism. There are three creeds that are believed by believers around the whole world. Three creeds. The Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Athanasian Creed are believed by believers all around the world. We're going to say the Athanasian Creed together next Sunday. And you're going to understand why we don't say it. But we're going to say it together. And then you're going to all be like, the men especially, be like Jed Clampett on the Beverly Hillbillies. Woo-wee! I don't know if I want to do that again. You know? But we're going to do that. Just so you understand, we never hear it otherwise. I've never heard the Athanasian Creed ever in my life until I've read it and spoke to confirmation kids about it. But I don't believe a lot of church people have ever heard the Athanasian Creed in person and or can read it or can hear it. But we'll do that next Sunday, Lord willing. Here's an illustration here. You probably don't know this. This is called a roving mic. What gives this power? Bingo. If this didn't have batteries, if we didn't have the Holy Spirit, we have no batteries. We have no power. That's why it's important for the Holy Spirit to come and to live in you. And it says that throughout the Bible in many, many places, that the Spirit of God, it's not always the kind of Holy Spirit. Sometimes in the old King James, it talked about it was the Holy Ghost. Right? In modern, more recent translations refer to the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit and got away from calling it the Holy Ghost. Hold on here. So I'd like to thank the Holy Spirit for reminding me about this. Because I didn't plan on doing this today at all. It came earlier on in the service as I sat up here in the front pew of giving an example that you would understand what the Holy Spirit does. He does a whole lot more than battery. There is joy that the Holy Spirit brings to every believer. There are fruits that come from the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 will tell you there are nine fruits that the Holy Spirit likes to produce and will produce in the life of every believer. And they're amazing. Some of them you'll go like, yeah, I do that, and yeah, I show that, but I'm a little weak on this one. But you'll find that in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, probably. But read those. There's nine of them. If you don't show those, if you don't have those, if they're not important to you, then where is the Holy Spirit in your life? He's not there. And he is a he. He's not an it. Don't call him an it. He's part of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He's a he. Sometimes people like don't know how to refer to the Holy Spirit. They kind of go like, I'm seeing here. It could be a force or an influencer. No. He is. He. Not an it. not an influencer, but he gives power to be what you could not be otherwise. It is he at work in you to let others know that Jesus Christ lives and that you are different because of the Holy Spirit at work in you, because even Christ is in you. If the Holy Spirit's in you, so is Christ, Jesus. And Jesus never did anything except what the Father told him to do. They're one. Many times Jesus says, the Father and I are one. So we'll get more of that next week with the Holy Trinity, trying to make sense out of it. And I'm not a theologian. I'm just a farm boy who knows how to summer follow, and you don't even know what that means. And I spent many, many days going around and around or back and forth in a field just making it black for next year's planting. So it's going to be tough to try to tell you what anything about the Trinity, how that all comes together, but the Athanasian Creed will solve everything. So, let me just close here by saying, don't wait for 50 days. Today is the day to come to believe and trust in Jesus. Today is the day. The Holy Spirit is the breath of God. If you do not breathe, do you have a problem? The Holy Spirit is the breath of God. Without a breath, you're sick or you're dead. You need the breath of God. And if that's where you're at today, I hope that is where you come to believing and trusting of saying, you know, I feel like I'm out of breath because I'm running here and running there, and we got all these things to do, da, go da, 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 da. I need the breath of God. And that's the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, there's so much more that could be said here today on what took place in the hearts and lives of those that were there, and even the confusion and the bewilderment and the amazement of people that didn't know what was going on because they weren't believing in Jesus. They probably still thought that he was somebody else, a good prophet or a good teacher, but they did not see him as the Son of God or the Savior of the world, as we've heard that John the Baptist said clearly in the New Testament, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The Lamb of God, and Jesus is called by a lot of different names, and so is the Holy Spirit that we find in Scripture. But it's all there for us to have eternal life and know that our sins are forgiven. And he gives us a whole new outlook, a whole new way to live. And that's why we need him. Lord, I thank you. Because I never was the way that I am today until I came to know you and believed in you. And it took time. But I was never like I am today. It is you at work. And I give you all the credit and all the glory. I remember when my parents said to me, "Tim, a lot of people like you. You know, you are really talked about in a good way from a lot of different people, a lot of their friends." I go, "Hey, Mom and Dad, knock it off. It's Jesus in me is what people are seeing. At least that's what I want them to see. And that's what I want them to say. By myself, I would be a shy, guy, a loner. And I would not want to be a part of anything with anyone. So thank you, Jesus, for your Holy Spirit doing things that I wouldn't even dream of happening in the moment that I trusted you from my heart, and you saved me from my sin. So thank you for what we were able to hear today, Lord, from your word, even though it was prophesied, it was a prophecy that happened 800 years plus from this time when Jesus ascended into heaven, and 10 days later, this whole thing happened, and it's been a controversy ever since. But no one can deny that there's something going on here, and there's something real about a faith in Jesus Christ. Just this last week, Lord, the question came to me of like, what if somebody just says, how do you know if God exists? And I said, that's a good question. And I just said, I'd have to tell him, Israel. Israel did not become a nation until 1948. And there's been a lot of preachers ahead of that time who said that it would never happen. And yet your word said that it would. One day, there will be a great nation. And we find just a little, puny, little country in the Middle East today that is surrounded by enemies, and yet all the enemies are afraid of Israel. Yes, I believe in the Israel of today, that they are your special people, Lord. May you guide them and direct them. May we pray for Israel. May we pray for Jerusalem. May we find that even in our times of uncertainty or we just don't understand things that go on there, we just say, Lord, they're your people. They're yours, not mine, but they're yours. But I love them like you do. So thank you for Pentecost that is able to do but we cannot do in ourselves. It comes from outside of us. It comes from a holy God who loves his Son and the Holy Spirit. It's kind of behind the scenes, but does a lot of work in our lives that we see are real and are true. He's also called the Spirit of Truth, our Comforter, our Counselor. And isn't that what we all need? A Counselor, a Comforter. We need the Spirit of God in our lives, today and every day. We pray in Jesus' name. May we pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us stand just because, you know, I talk a long time. Let you get your stand, move around a little bit. Let's recite the Apostles' Creed and pay attention to the third article in particular today. Let's read it together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. I will come to judge the living and the dead. I will believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you his peace. I think of the last verse. I'm going to put that up there, Lynn Ann, just the last verse. There. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lambs. Take the word lamb out of there and just put me. Put me in there. Today. Go in peace and serve the Lord.